So I want to share with you a couple of Christians that history has viewed as making a pretty serious difference in the world. You probably, I'm sure one of them and possibly both you would know. Here we go. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. So, lived in Germany and was a young adult when the Nazi regime came into power and Hitler was leading that regime. And Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a Lutheran pastor. And so, for his calling, he felt absolutely called to resist. And so he began to voice opposition to the Nazi regime. You can imagine how fearful that could be. Well, in doing that, he was accused of trying to assassinate Hitler. At age 37, he was put into prison. And later, a year later, they moved him to a concentration camp. And a year after that, he was hung at 39. And shortly thereafter, Hitler and the Nazi regime fell. History looks back and feels that he made a major difference in the outcome. Dr. Martin Luther King, another pastor, this time Baptist pastor, and we know that he followed, although a passive approach to standing up to issues, major issues with civil rights, he taught civil disobedience. And again, in following his faith and following Christ, he did so in such a way that he got great attention and made quite the difference in civil rights for the United States. Would you agree that both of these folks really didn't carry a lot of power in what they did and money? I mean, in our world today, in America and many other places in the world, to do anything important, what does it require? Status, right? Celebrity, money. Not the case, right? Yeah, so in our following of Christ, of Jesus, and his way as disciples, it's easy to get caught up in, well, how can I really make a difference when I don't have any of these worldly trappings of power, etc.? And our scripture today lets us know, just like the two individuals I described, it's not the case at all of the difference we can make as a Christian in the community and in our church. So, as we heard in our scripture, go to it there. We have John the Baptist. John the Baptist is making a great difference in introducing folks to faith and to God and to have them believe in God and be baptized and to change their ways, repent. And many gathered to listen to his sharing of faith. Did he have a lot of wealth and power? You know, they in our scripture, it was described that he wore camel hair clothing with a leather belt and ate locusts. How does that sound? And honey. Doesn't sound like the elite of the Roman Empire, huh? No, but made a major difference. And then in our scripture, he's introducing us to Jesus yet to be born. And funny, those in the community expected the Messiah, right, the Savior to come, would be a king, would be a soldier, because they were oppressed by the Roman armies. And so in hopes and expectation that this person, this Messiah, would come with great power and capability. What happened? Carpenter's son, a lot of wealth? No, not so much, huh? Power. Didn't show up with great power. A barn, born, right? Not so much. And of course, we know Jesus taught us through his ministry on earth the difference that can be made without those capabilities that the world would expect. Well, so what's really nice is that the Methodist Church actually has five pillars that's talked about. In fact, the Alkino family joined just this past Sunday, and we heard again the commitment made to the church: prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. Those are the five areas when you join a Methodist church that are raised up as ways to serve the church and to serve the community following Christ. It's really what it is. And what I like about this is it lets us know and reminds us that what we do each day can make a difference in so many lives in loving others. So let's take a look. Prayers. Every Sunday, we do joys and concerns. I'm just going to give you my personal experience. When a prayer has been lifted up for me or my children or my wife or one of my extended family or a loved one, a friend, it feels great. How about y'all? Because knowing that the church is in prayer for you, if you're going through a challenge, an illness, or just, right? And that the church is celebrating with you in joys happening in your life or someone else. Would you agree that that makes a huge difference, doesn't it? And then in our daily prayers and praying for community, the world, and what is happening, and praying for our church, right? We went through a merger. We needed lots of prayers, didn't we? And they have been answered. But I've never merged. We've been learning together, right? All right. Presence. I got to admit, when I first heard that as a young adult, I'm like, presence? What is that? Okay. First off, you can go like this. You're doing it right now. It is together with your sister. Presence is being together as sisters and brothers, right, of Christ, in fellowship. Has a lot of similarity to the joys and concerns, where fellowship is just being with each other and supporting each other in that fellowship. The fellowship time after service. It's kind of funny. I've got to admit, I miss it if we're not able to have it for some reason. We've had times where we couldn't, right? And the online folks, being able to have fellowship there. And then what about the fellowship that happens on a Thanksgiving lunch or an ice cream social? Right? Again, it is supporting each other in our walk with Christ. And then when we're serving others, whether it be bagging groceries at Sunnyvale Community Services or knitting a scarf with others, is fellowship fun? It's a blast, isn't it? Why is it fun? Because we're taking care of each other and getting to know each other. Presence. So gifts. It's funny. Most people immediately go, oh, gifts, monetary. And that is it. We'll talk about that. But God gave us gifts, all of us, in skills and talents, God's gifts for us to love others. Right? So we have gifts automatically, spiritual gifts that we have. But it is true, monetary gifts can be quite helpful also in supporting the church and its ministries. And give you some examples happening at Christmas time that are just loving others and making a difference. Operation Christmas Child. Did y'all see the 60-plus boxes that were up here that we blessed? I want you to imagine a child that might not have gotten a Christmas gift and because of this is getting something at Christmas. Is that a major difference? And we started up our new pantry. I'm so excited. Today is the first day. If you haven't heard about it, what we do is each Sunday you're able to bring, when you go to a grocery shop, you can add a little bit of groceries extra. And we've got a bin in our entryway that you can place extra groceries that goes to West Valley Services to stock their pantry for those in need of a meal. Wow, right? And then you just heard Habitat for Humanity at Christmas time to be able to, I've called it Alternative Christmas, okay, where you can give a gift to someone in honor of them, and the gift is to a charity, to those in need. All right, and then service. So this is giving of ourselves, and there are a couple of kinds. One is in the church. Of course, you know, we have paid staff, but the church and all that we do, oh my, the servant leaders, volunteers that are serving in the church, the church makes a huge difference in faith development because of the service that happens by all of us. And then serving out in the community. I mentioned whether it's bagging groceries or knitting scarves. Now I got to tell you, you heard a couple of weeks ago about Industrial Areas Foundation where an 8-year-old boy was killed in a crosswalk due to not enough safety and signs. And I got to tell you, the exciting part about this is the stop sign actually went up just last week to solve that. Is that incredible? Right? This is service that we're doing as a church. And then finally, witness. I will tell you, a lot of folks get nervous about witness. You're like, oh my, I have to share my faith with somebody else. We make it easy in the church, or we try to. You know this cantata that's coming up? We have flyers in the back. Invite your friends and family to the cantata. That's witness. Is that easier? You don't even have to say much. It's all on the flyer. All right. So what this means is we don't have to do, although if you can, that'd be great, what Dietrich Bonhoeffer or MLK, Martin Luther King, what we do, prayers, presence, gift, service, and witness, make a difference in the community. And that's what Jesus was teaching us by knowing it doesn't take status or power or financial wherewithal in a serious way. Praise be to God.